Nolte, Young Hollywood's Do Hatred Damages Joe Biden Celebrity Support. By John Nolte on May 30, 2024. His fraudulency. Joe Biden is struggling with celebrity endorsements. According to CNN, a basement-rated, far-left propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and violence, especially with Young Hollywood's Jew haters. And many in Hollywood are wary of jumping into the fray amid a hyper-divisive political landscape, multiple sources told CNN LOL. CNN spoke with a dozen publicists, agents and political strategists who are advising celebrities this upcoming election cycle. All of these individuals describe the high risk involved for public figures to make an endorsement in today's polarized world, explaining that many celebrities might instead align themselves with specific issues rather than a candidate this year. Yes, Biden has already earned the open endorsements of aging stars like Robert De Niro, Michael Douglas, George Clooney, Julia Roberts, and Catherine Zeta-Jones, but it's the streak of Jew hatred running through the Young Hollywood community that has the Biden campaign worried. Political strategists working across the entertainment business express particular concern over Young Hollywood speaking up, reports CNN, which they believe can serve as a pivotal megaphone to help engage Gen Z voters and younger millennials. This year, getting younger voters out to the polls is crucial, and they're top of mind for the Biden campaign. Think Zendaya and Taylor Swift. And then, although the article goes on for a gajillion words using euphemisms to paper over all the Jew hatred on the left, we get to the bottom line. But the Israel-Gaza conflict has emerged as a key issue for the TikTok generation, many of whom are first-time voters this election, and don't agree with the Biden administration's handling of the war in the Middle East. While I reject the idea that the Israel-Gaza war is the primary reason Biden is struggling with young voters, it's the economy, stupid, it is certainly part of the reason, and it is most definitely the most vocal of reasons. CNN points to Mariah Carey's Christmas visit to the White House, which resulted in a vicious social media campaign of Jew-hating blowback against the singer, the kind of blowback very few celebrities have the moral grounding to stand against. Most of these people are total neurotics, with an almost psychotic need to be loved and accepted. Here's what I'm getting at. The young celebrities that Democrats can usually count on to support their guy have so far not come out to support Biden this year for two reasons. One, they're a bunch of little Nazis who hate the Jews and resent even the tepid support Biden has shown for Israel. Or two, they're afraid of facing a backlash from the little Nazis who hate Jews. In other words, through their appalling and indefensible silence, Young Hollywood wishes to appease these haters who make up so much of their fan base. Biden is in the same boat. Because the Democrat Party's base includes millions of Jew haters in the Arab, artistic, and academic communities, Biden is in a pickle. If he doesn't support Israel, he loses the left-wing Jews who offer a ton of financial support. If he supports Israel, he loses huge swaths of the Arabs, artists, and academics that can swing a tight election. Hollywood and Democrats are now getting a taste of what happens when you dance with the anti-Semitic devil. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.